Welcome, 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 everybody. I'm thrilled to be here today sharing with you. I'm Terri-Ann Russell, and I am your host of the Healing Heart Initiative. We share stories of triumph over heartbreak. I share personal stories from my own life and the books that I've written. We are bringing you meditations and channelings, and I'm going to be bringing some guests on that share their experiences. How they were able to heal their heart after it's been broken. So I'm really excited today. We are channeling Archangel Sandalphon. For those of you who don't know, Archangel Sandalphon is an archangel that was human at one point. Archangel Sandalphon is about music and poetry and love and helping you honor your highest truth. I've not connected with Archangel Sandalphon in a long time. So it's interesting now that I'm going through this process that this is what is occurring for me. So I'm thrilled to be offering this today. We're going to do a little discussion about Archangel Sandalphon and sharing. And then we're going to do a guided meditation at the end. So I'll be channeling the meditation and the guidance that comes through. So today, our subject is Archangel Sandalphon. So oftentimes on our spiritual path, we feel like it should be easier in the expanded way of being, but it isn't always that way. There needs to be some upcoding completed, new adjusted frequencies that come through. And sometimes there is an adjustment period for you. During this adjustment period, you may feel irritated or short-tempered. Just know that that is all part of it. It's part of the experience. It's part of the knowing. And it's part of the upcoding that you're receiving at that time. As humans, you tend to beat up on yourself, be hard on yourself. Just know that as you're moving through this, there's a vast level of support that surrounds you daily. Whatever you are receiving is yours. Self-judgment serves no purpose. As you learn to adjust to the new frequencies, the level of shifting occurs within your humanness to understand, to grow. And to evolve past the limitations that you were born with. As you begin to open to this new expansiveness, you shall receive your own guidance. Just know that the process goes as smoothly as it's supposed to go. And no process comes without a learning curve, if you will. This higher perspective comes to you today from Archangel Sandalphon through me, Tarianne, as I share what will now be the guided meditation. So again, if you're driving, just wait until you're home to do this guided meditation. And if you're at home and you're listening, understand that this guidance, this meditation will bring you a new piece of awareness. This inner knowing will help you slice through these barriers. Within you is me, and within me is you. But it is not just us. It expands out, and yet always it begins with you. Your frequency is the frequency that shapes your reality. Take a deep, relaxing breath. And begin to relax. If you're laying down, let your body fall deeply into the bed. And if you're sitting up, let your legs and shoulders relax more and more. As you move your awareness to your heart, move as deeply as you can into your lower heart. When you feel like you're in the space where it feels a bit uncomfortable, see if we can go just a bit further into that uncomfortableness. I want you to observe it. To be aware of it. To sit with it, to understand it, to feel it, to hear it, to know it. And when you do, I want you to ask, what is it? What is this peace within you that you so deeply hold that makes you uncomfortable? What have you pushed down inside of you and refuse to acknowledge because it hurts? Whatever it is, just know that we all as humans carry these pains. Not one of us can say there doesn't exist a time where they felt less than, where they've been hurt, or where their heart has been ripped out. Maybe it was you that was doing the ripping, either to yourself or someone else. This human experience is not without liabilities. It truly takes a warrior to be brought into the human realm. As you sit with whatever it is, I want you to imagine this beautiful, bright turquoise light now emitting from you to that piece of you. That you feel is broken. Let this turquoise light expand and grow. Filling that space. And breathe it out with a sigh. In this space, there only exists love and truth and peace and connection, trust. And faith. Bring forward now everything that I just mentioned into the heart space and imagine any of those broken cracks being filled with this beautiful golden ray of light. Expanding and growing. Take a deep breath in and release it with a sigh. Put your hand on your heart. And allow whatever is there to be released. If you're like me, you may feel a lot. I feel to the depths of my soul. Allow that feeling of releasing to come without holding it back. As we fill it again with this beautiful golden ray of light, it expands and grows again. And when you feel your body ready to take that natural next breath, know that that is that releasing and that healing. Good. So when you are ready, bring your awareness back into the room today. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Begin to open your eyes. Okay. So if you don't know, somatic healing is occurring. You're teaching the body to be aware, to feel safe in these instances where you have not. You send that love there and you become aware of what is there. You acknowledge it. You feel it. You feel that expansion. That is the somatic healing that's occurring. Know that you can feel anything and heal anything in this space, anything that hurts you or holds you back. It's not just the heart, it's the mind, it's the body, it's the soul, it's that connection. It leaves you a feeling of empowerment, knowing that you control the healing. You hold the key to your heart. All that needs to be done is for you to be able to sit in that space and do what you need to do for yourself. I share that this morning, because oftentimes people think that healers heal them, and we don't. I saw something that Bashar channeled the other day that said that healers hold the frequency, and the person that comes to them has the free will choice to choose to heal or not to heal. And I thought that was just a powerful way to explain the healing process. I'm holding the frequency of what that healed feeling feels like. And you're experiencing that frequency when you do work with me. And then it's up to you to be able to sit in that space and to heal yourself. So, if you'd like to leave me in the comments how you're feeling, if that did anything for you, if you're ready to release what that is, we all hold this ancient power within us. It's not been stripped of us, it's always been within us. We're just more now so awakening to that power that does exist within us. And we are such powerful beings. We can create everything. We just have to find it within us to heal those pieces that have been broken. I want to say that, on a personal level, the healing work that I've done has required me to have much patience in the process. Often I have guidance that I've received, and I jump on it, and I'm sometimes left waiting in the wings for it to occur, and it gets frustrating, and it gets me into a place of, should I have listened? Should I have really done that? And often that frustration is what stalls my process. So if you're like me, and patience is one of those things that you've been striving to work for in this lifetime, I'm 54 and I'm still learning the virtue of patience. There's some things you can do if you're feeling impatient or frustrated. I always like to call on my higher self, my guides, and my angels. They are readily available, waiting in the wings for you to contact them. I set my sacred space. I ask the ones to come in that are here for my highest and best only. I surround myself in that golden ray of light that I was talking about, similar to the one in the picture behind me. And I set that sacred space. Sometimes I hold crystals. I bring in scents of essential oils, such as frankincense. So I love geranium, rose. I love to diffuse rose. If you can get rose, it's very expensive. Crystals. You'll never see me without my double tourmalated crystal quartz that my mentor, Roz, gave me. Powerful, powerful stuff. So you can set that sacred space and you can ask any time for your angels to come in and give you support. Whether it's patience you need, whether you're feeling lonely on this path or journey, whether you're feeling vulnerable, opening the heart sometimes leaves you in this vulnerable place, and it can be a little fearful. So you can ask for the support that you need when you feel like you're in those spaces. So I feel very relaxed, very at ease this morning. I love sharing and I love being able to give what I've been given. And that is part of my process. And that's why I'm here every week sharing with you, is because that's what I've been guided to do now as I step further into the purpose where my path and my journey is taking me. There's many people that are following this path now. They're awakening quickly, as I said last week. And it can be sort of an upheaval or feel like chaos in your life when that's occurring. But just understand you are not alone. Your soul will guide you. Your higher self is there with you every step of the way and showing you the signs and the synchronicities that are before you. So, if you like what I've shared today, subscribe, click that little picture of me in the corner, and subscribe to my YouTube channel. You can follow me on Instagram or Facebook, Terry Ann Russell, Energy Practitioner. And I look forward to speaking with you next week on our show.